The skills show experience was held recently at the Royal Cornwall Showground, and it was a chance to show youngsters from across Cornwall and also the teachers the amount of training there is out there and the ways to skill up. Now, this whole event was put on by a team of organisers, but the key organiser, I suppose, is right in front of me, Helen Field. Just tell me about the whole ethos behind this.
Well, thank you, Matthew. I'm Helen Field from Cornwall Learning Education Business Partnership. And about a year ago, we got some funding to put together the Skills Show Experience in Cornwall. The idea is to bring experiential careers to young people, to get them to have a go at a vocational skill or to try something new, and hopefully to inspire them to look at some of the amazing careers that are out there for them.
And how much of that is about getting them excited in trying, just having a go?
I think that's really important. It's the aim, really, of the whole show is to actually for them to be able to talk to employers and to actually get involved and to actually get hands-on and have a go at something.
I suppose there's always the fear amongst youngsters that there's nothing out there for me. Is this also a chance to show them, actually, things aren't necessarily as bleak as some people might make out?
You're so right. We've got over 100 employers and organisations out there in this amazing, thriving business community that's put together this fantastic show to showcase just about every sector and really to make it relevant to Cornwall as well. So we've got amazing people from the software industry, we've got leisure and tourism, we've got the catering, we've got food and drink manufacturers, we've got engineers, we've got people from the health and social care side, the public services side. It's just all out there.
And there's some obviously very well-known names such as Unlocking Potential and Combined Universities Cornwall. There's also some organisations that teachers might not be so familiar with, which is good for them to actually find out what they do.
I think so. I think the other thing is just the chance to talk to employers as well, because they're the people with the most up-to-date knowledge about where the skills needs are for the future. And that's a big thing about the whole Skills Show experience as well, is to try and persuade people to have a look at what's needed in the next 10 years as well.
How much about apprenticeships is there at the show?
The huge amount. Every single pathway. There's so many ways into work and into fantastic careers now. So you've got some people like T. Clark, for example, who are building contractors, who have very high-level jobs, but they prefer to take people on as apprentices and train up their own staff. Or you've got other people at the other end of the spectrum who might want to take on graduates and everything in between. You know, so, you know, Tulip are here today. They can take on people and train them up themselves. There are people who want to grow their own talent and people who want really, really, really talented graduates to come back and work in Cornwall.